to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, let's start off with Snowden. I think he's bad news. I've watched him, and I think he's having a good time. And of all places, he goes to Hong Kong for protection. That in itself is a little bit interesting because that's not a place where actually he should get that kind of protection, but it looks like they're going to protect him. So I don't know what information he's given them, but it could be very serious. He's a bad guy. I have no doubt that he's a bad guy.
Here's Donald Trump, who doesn't think very much of NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden. The NSA data collection program, number one this week on the countdown. Doug Steffen here. Thanks for joining us. The next hour will be focused on all of the items that have made it big this week. A lot of discussion topics, but these are the top ten as the folks at Talkers.com listen to a lot of the great hosts around the country on great radio stations with really strong programs. Yeah, so, by the way, you can go to Talkers.com to check out last week's big convention in New York. A lot of talk people that you know, video and audio of that. And every week, every day, you can find out what's going on in the talk business by going to talkers.com. Let's see here. The list has been determined, and here's what it looks like. Sounds like, actually. I'm reading it, so I know what it looks like. And you're listening to me, so you know what it sounds like. Number 10, Tim Tebow. Number 9, the Colorado wildfires. Number 8, the Whitey Bulger trial. Number 7, the George Zimmerman trial. Number 6, Syria. Number 5, the child lung transplant case. Number 4, the Plan B pill policy announced by the government. Number 3, the IRS scandal. Number 2, immigration legislation getting through Congress. And number 1, the NSA scandal. Talk host John Gambling here with foreign policy analyst Gordon Chang. They talk about the reasons Edward Snowden chose to flee to Hong Kong, obviously speculative somewhat, and how it's increasingly looking like he may have been working with China all along.
Why do you think he chose Edward Snowden, and I know you don't know the answer to this exactly, but why do you think he chose Hong Kong?
Well, I'm very concerned because if you're going to defect to China, Hong Kong is the place to go. You know, ordinarily, if you're trying to avoid Uncle Sam, you don't go to a jurisdiction that has an extradition agreement with us.
I thought Hong Kong did.
It does, and you don't go there unless you have you think you can get away with it.
I got you.
Now the problem here is that the only way he's not going to be extradited is if China intervenes. And the question is, why would China protect him? Well, only because that Snowden is willing to trade information in order for safe refuge. That's the concern. Got to remember that Snowden actually told The Guardian that he went to Hong Kong because he believes that it is one of the few places in the world with both the capability and the will to resist the United States. Now, Hong Kong and the United States have very good relations on extradition. That means he believes that China is going to protect him.
Yesterday I spoke with Congressman Peter King, and Peter told me that his CIA friends think that there is a Chinese connection here right from the beginning, and that possibly there is going to be a defection to China.
Well, you know, there's too many coincidences here that really are very troubling. You know, Snowden told The Guardian in that very famous video about all the information that he has not yet disclosed. That's what people do when they are bargained for refuge. The other thing is that Snowden disclosed the prison program just on the eve of the summit with President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping. And at the same time, Snowden said that Chinese hacking is the same as U.S. hacking. Well, that's not true. But what that did was it undercut President Obama's bargaining position at the summit where hacking and cyber espionage from China were going to be the main subjects.
You know, Gordon, the more this story comes out and the more we think about it and more that we hear about it, it seems almost implausible that this was a 29-year-old guy living in Hawaii with a pole dancer, making $200,000 a year, is bolting or is doing what he is doing and then bolting into Hong Kong because he has these great moral misgivings about the program under the Patriot Act that he was at least involved with. My question is, he was only there, according to Booz Allen Hamilton, the company he worked for, he was only there for 3 months. What could he possibly have gotten that might be valuable to the Chinese?
Well, that's what we're very concerned about, because in the Guardian interview, he said that he has the names of every employee of the NSA, everyone in the U.S. intelligence community, the location of every foreign station in the United States, and also the description of every foreign operation that we're running. Now, many people say that he doesn't have that, but at this point, we don't know. But the one thing that he does have knowledge of, in all probability, is what the NSA is doing in terms of listening at conversations between the United States and China. You know, we focus on terrorism when we talk about the NSA disclosure, but really, Snowden knows a lot about what the U.S. has been looking at and listening to when it comes to the People's Republic.
Up next, more on the Snowden case and the NSA. This is the Weekly Talk Radio Roundup.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, you're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day. And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89. A Fishman digital clip-on guitar tuner for $10. Or a five-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday, because Dad is much better than average.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles of Super Beta Prostate. You heard right. You can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-464-3419. Hurry. This free offer's for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-464-3419. That's 1-800-464-3419. Call 1-800-464-3419.
The Hot Hits and Talk Radio, Doug Steffen moving from number one to number 10 in this hour. So let's get back to number one, the NSA. And the this next cut comes from our Countdown affiliate, KSYL, which is in Lafayette, Louisiana. Host Dave Gratian and Bob Madison talking to Congressman Rodney Alexander about many people changing their opinion of Snowden after he leaked even more information to a Chinese newspaper.
What are your thoughts on this whole situation with this leak having to do with the NSA? I know that Boehner came out the other day, was pretty strong on it. And I've got to admit, initially I was thinking to myself, this guy was sort of a hero. And the more I read and the more I understand the situation, I have my doubts as well.
Well, I do. I do, too. I certainly think that he needs to be brought forth and made to answer some questions.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about the NSA and IRS and some of those other agencies overreaching their authority. Mm-hmm. That should concern all of us. But I realize that things are different today, and there's a fine line between security and freedom or privacy.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of us are old enough to remember when we didn't have to lock our doors and kids could play on the playgrounds.
Yeah. Oh, we had party lines and you could listen in on everybody.
Right. I thought it was changed? There was an article here. Yes. Pardon?
What's changed?
Yeah.
They're listening in now.
A lot's changed.
Yeah. I don't know. I understand why we need to be concerned about our privacy issues, but at the same time, we have to admit that the world has changed, and we're going to have to give up a little of our liberty to make sure that we're secure.
Yeah.
But we don't need. I can certainly understand the NSA looking at telephone records if somebody is talking to someone in a foreign country 8 or 10 times a week, and then maybe you should do some investigation. But just to throw a blanket out there and say we're going to get in a million and we're going to hold them just in case there's something.
Well, but again, if you don't have those records there, you can't go back and cross-reference.
I mean, what
they're saying is that they're just pulling this stuff into a server, and it's just sitting there for a period of time, and then it's purged. But they're saying that they have to be able to collect all of the records so that if indeed they have to cross-reference, the records are there. If they didn't collect them, they would have no way to cross-reference it down the road. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I could certainly see the argument. My biggest argument with it, to be honest with you, Congressman, is not so much what they're doing, it's who's doing it.
Mm.
It's being done by private companies. It's almost all been farmed out. And I was reading the other day that it's over 70% of this stuff is being done by private companies. This guy worked for a private contractor.
Yes,
and that in and of itself scares me because, I know these companies, a lot of these companies have to look at this stuff as, oh, my God. I mean, look at the profit potential in that. They're having all of that information right at their fingertips, you know.
Here's what some talk radio callers have to say now about Edward Snowden and the NSA.
He probably broke the law, but you got to remember Congress makes the law. Now, you have the Fourth Amendment, which this law maybe tramples on. And I want the people to remember where these congressmen are saying, we're doing this to protect you. We have had 6 successful terrorist attacks on this country in the last 4.5 years, 2 which were classified as workplace shootings, which is a bunch of crap, but... you got to look at it. The Boston terrorist was handed to them on the platter by Russia, and they did nothing. And then they're saying, well, I'm collecting all this information on you to protect you. Well, they didn't protect you.
I just want to say that I agree with what Mr. Lindsey Graham said, that it didn't bother him whatsoever for there to be, his phone calls be kept in a database. It doesn't bother me at all. I have nothing to hide. And if this will stop terrorists in any way whatsoever, then I'm all for it. Because if something happened, the ones that's coming up and talking against this now would be the very same ones that would want to know why wasn't something done to protect us. I don't know how the government can protect us if there's not different things that can be done. And I heard a gentleman yesterday talking about that Mr. Obama has put in more safeguards in this situation than it was in the previous administration. But I'm not in favor of Mr. Obama, the way he's handled a lot of things since he's been president. But I am in favor of this.
The program itself may be questionable. There may be some things that need to be hashed out. As a society, we need to figure out how we're going to move forward with this kind of operation. But bottom line is, this guy Snowden, it was not his call. It was not his call to make this public and worldwide now. Everybody knows what we're doing. He may have done irreparable harm to our ability to fight terrorism with these tools, and that's all I have to say. That's just unbelievable he would do this, and he needs to be held responsible for it.
Many of these people think, well, it's no big deal if you've got nothing to hide. Will they mind if I just come to their house and toss it? If I just go through all the drawers and I turn their bed upside down? They shouldn't get upset. They got nothing to hide, right? I'm getting tired of this. I mean, I get the fact that we have to fight terrorism and check things out, but to spy on everyone in this country is just a little bit much, and I think really un-American. I mean, people died. I mean, to preserve our liberties. And when you think about any country that does this to their citizens, it's usually not a place you want to live.
Up next, we shift the focus to immigration and the IRS, and that'll be up next year. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The
thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Reviewing the items that have been hot hits, hot discussion items this week in the world of News Talk Radio, Doug Steffen here with number 2, immigration legislation. Host Steve Cochran here with Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri about what she thinks the chances are that the current bill will get through the Senate and the House.
So let's talk about the immigration bill. We've got to get something done here, and it looks good in the Senate. Can you explain to folks why getting the 70 or 75 votes is so important?
Well, first of all, to have a chance in the House, it's pretty important that we have a big margin. If you look at what we've successfully done when it's like the Violence Against Women Act or some of the other legislation that we've managed to get through both houses, it very rarely has a chance in the House if it's a very narrow partisan vote. So we need to go into the House, which is going to be really difficult terrain for this legislation, with a strong margin of both Democrats and Republicans, supporting an imperfect bill, but one that is full of compromise and trade-offs, but ultimately will do some major reform that we desperately need in this area.
There's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 16 million people in this country who would seek or could be benefited by citizenship, and there's benefit for the rest of us as well. And we need to stop playing games with this issue and get to the bottom of it, because even the bill as it originally stands from the Gang of Eight is layered with an awful lot of hoops that folks have to jump through. And by the way, the hoops are fair. But the idea that border security absolutely has to be completely completed to some standard before we can move forward. I mean, you correct me if I'm wrong, Senator, but this would ship this thing 10 years down the road before we get started.
Yeah, and that's 10 years where you're still going to have millions and millions of people in the shadows, not paying taxes, not participating in our government as they should, in terms of learning to speak the English language, contributing in terms of their communities. This notion of families being torn apart doesn't exactly jive with the notion that we all want to support family values. So there is some, and all these, you know, folks that would like to serve in the military and would like to get college educated, you know, I think we're making them pay a high price. It's a 10-year process. There are lots of hoops and penalties and fines and requirements. This isn't a walk in the park. It shouldn't be, because they violated the rules. They went around the law to come to this country.
IRS number 3 in the countdown, host Todd Meyer with Rich Noyes from the Media Research Center about the waning news coverage on the IRS scandal.
The IRS scandal has been kind of a slow drip, 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 and it's going to continue, I think, throughout the summer. That's unless the Democrats and the media have their way, which is just ignoring it. It seems that the mainstream media is just not going to pay attention to this story anymore. They think it's much ado about nothing, and there's a lot of different reasons why these things happen, but none of them have to do with this president or this administration.
Well, that seems where we've ended up. I mean, this, you know, go back 5 weeks. This was a story that, you know, all the sort of the old graybeards in the media said, well, this is a real scandal. You had some people calling this Nixonian. People were you know, using the IRS to go after your political enemies. That was something that everybody understood. Andrea Mitchell, one of Obama's most reliable people over at NBC, said it was one of the most outrageous excesses I've seen. Chris Matthews thought this would cost give Republicans 5 or 10 points, cost Democrats that amount. The New York Times was condemning this. You know, you sort of saw, you know, for the first time, I think the vanguard liberal media acting as if, okay, now we have a real Obama administration scandal. You had, you know, we charted it out, heavy coverage for that first 2 weeks, and then it just went away. You know, this was something where, you know, we continue to have hearings, we continue to learn about things, and it's just been replaced by, you know, weather news. The NSA is now, you know, the story that liberals prefer to talk about because, you know, it's the kind of thing they complain about under Bush. They feel more comfortable complaining about it under Obama. You've got some conservatives defending that, so that's a much murkier story in terms of partisanship. But the targeting of the Tea Party and pro-life groups and religious groups and other conservatives via the IRS is something that is virtually faded from the network.
Plan B and transplants are in the focus next here on our Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks. As part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Count up. Maybe that's the better way. We start at number one. We're up to number four in the countdown now. That's the Plan B pill policy. Talk host Robert Rees talks about the president announcing a change in his administration's position on age restrictions for the morning after pill.
The Obama administration came out and said that they are now reversing their position on the morning after pill for girls under the age of 17. Previously, the sales of the morning after pill were limited to just those that are 17 and older. And now, and you had to show proof of age at the pharmacist counter. Now, it looks like it's going to be available for everyone, anyone and everyone, as an over-the-counter pill. Just pick it up there like you're picking up a heartburn medicine. What's the big deal? This comes, of course, right after a court, a federal U.S. district judge had said back in April that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration had been, quote, arbitrary, capricious, and unreasonable in rejecting citizen petitions to make emergency contraception available over-the-counter to girls of all ages. So now this pill will be, according to the judge, should be available. And now the Obama administration said that they will go ahead and do just that. The U.S. Justice Department said in a letter that it planned to comply with the court's ruling to allow unrestricted sales of Plan B one step, and that withdraw its appeal on the matter. So the FDA said it would lift the remaining age restriction on Plan B one step once it received the appropriate application from Teva. Teva is the manufacturer. It's Teva Pharmaceutical Industries. And Teva has not commented on this yet. Annie Tumino, lead plaintiff and coordinator of the National Women's Liberation, said, quote, "This decision by the administration affirms what feminists have been fighting for all along. The morning after pill should be available to females of all ages on the shelf at any convenience store, just like aspirin or condoms."
the child lung transplant case, number 5 on our countdown. Here's host Greg Knapp talking about this 10-year-old Pennsylvania girl who did get her lung transplant this week after getting on the donor list with no help from the Health and Human Services Secretary, for sure.
The little 10-year-old girl, Sarah Murnahan, she has got her lung. She's in the end-stage cystic fibrosis. And remember, this was the whole deal where if she was 12, she could be on the adult list. But since she was 10, she couldn't be, even though her doctor said it would probably work for her. And a judge had to step in because Kathleen Sebelius said she would not give her a waiver, even though she gives a waiver to everybody else. Well, you know, you have to be a member of a union. Anyway, she got the lung. And this brought up a whole lot of talk about the death panels on Obamacare, because, you know, it's whether it's efficient or not, whether we think it's the proper treatment or not. We're going to be the ones to tell you whether or not you're going to get that treatment, but we're not rationing care. No, it's just called something else. See, so she got it. So what's going to happen now? Well, they got the lung from an adult donor. They cut it down to fit her body. Of course, they say, just like any other kind of lung transplant, there's a lot of problems here to work with. The sicker you are, the tougher it is to get through this. You look at the numbers. The numbers say you get about a 5% problem right away. 5% death rate right away. 1 year survival rate is around 80% to 90%. About half of the patients live about 5 years after surgery, and only a third make it 10 years after surgery. It's tough. Because you got to have all this immune suppression stuff put in so that your body doesn't reject the organ. I mean, all kinds of problems with this thing. Lung transplants are difficult and they do fail, says Art Kaplan, head of the Division of Medical Ethics at the New York University Langone Medical Center. And I love this guy, Joshua Sonnet, chief of general thoracic surgery, New York Presbyterian Hospital, Columbia University Medical Center. Man, they have long titles. Says, no one would have heard about this story if there were enough donors in this country. He's right. He's absolutely right. He said, we have to improve organ donation. I agree. But here's what he says the system should be. Some countries use a system where everyone is presumed to be an organ donor, and you have to opt out not to be one, instead of, in our case, where you have to opt in, which sounds kind of nice. Except for this. Doesn't that imply the government owns you? The default position is we own your body. When you die, we get everything in your body. We own your organs, unless you opt out. No. No, you don't. It should be an opt-in system. I should have to opt in to tell you, all right, you can have my organs. Not, we have your organs and you have to opt out. That is saying we own you when you're dead. No. The better thing to do is to give people an incentive to be an organ donor. Now, I'm already an organ donor. I've told you that. I don't need to be paid for it. But there are a lot of people who would do it if there was some cash incentive.
Up next, the latest on Syria, plus the George Zimmerman and Whitey Bulger trials. They'll be up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It will continue right after these words.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it.
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Celebrate Dad Weekend Sale is this Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89. A Fishman digital clip-on guitar tuner for $10. Or a five-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday, because Dad is much better than average.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children is a number one New York Times bestseller and first-time novel written by Ransom Riggs.
Well, the idea sort of came to me because I started to stumble across bins of old random photos at flea markets and swap meets and things, which they have many of here in California. And I would shuffle through these old photos, and I would find photos that I thought were really beautiful and had just been abandoned. And I started to buy them for, you know, 25 cents or 50 cents a piece. And eventually I got a little collection, and I wanted to invent stories about them. The question I get more than any other is there a sequel, and when's it coming out? So the sequel to Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children is coming out in January 2014, and we'll explore the world a lot more, the peculiar world. We'll meet a lot more peculiar children. We'll see a lot more time loops. And there's a lot of action and danger and everything that made the first book what it was. So I'd like to read just a little bit from Miss Peregrine 2. We rode out through the harbor, past bobbing boats weeping rust from their seams, past silent juries of seabirds roosting atop the barnacled remains of sunken docks, past fishermen who lowered their nets to stare as we slipped by, uncertain whether we were real or imagined, a procession of waterborne ghosts, or ghosts soon to be.
Novelist Ransom Riggs. The sequel to the New York Times bestseller, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, is coming in January. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great. Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Doug Steffen with the countdown as we move up to number six, and that is what's going on in Syria this week. Here's General Wesley Clark talking to Jim Acosta about the possibility of sending American troops into Syria.
It all depends on the course of the fighting and how it is escalated. Russia has said they were going to put these SA-300 missiles in, and they said they didn't, and some people on the ground say they're already there. The Israelis have warned it. We know the Iranians are moving across Iraq with supplies and assistance. We know there have been some Iranians killed there. So as we put more strength in to help the rebels, we have to assume that the other side is going to also escalate. And so where the final end state is will depend on the will of both parties. It's how far we're willing to go and how far they're willing to go. And the time to start down the diplomatic path on this is right now. We've got to go back to the United Nations, make a decision, say, okay, we're in on this now. Right. So it's not just Russia. Russia says they're going to do it. Okay, we're doing it now. You want to keep this thing going? We can continue to feed weapons in it. More innocent people will die, and the end result will be worse in the region than if we have a UN security effort to stop it.
But General Clark, to go to this measure, as the president is doing now, he has to be prepared, don't you think, to go further, that this may not be as far as the United States will go. Doesn't he have to? Even though they say all options are on the table, they've essentially said, we're not going to put boots on the ground. We're thinking about a no-fly zone. But the president has to be prepared for further options. Isn't that right?
I think it certainly is a consideration whether the president wants to do it or not right now. I think there is the expectation that if you start to add weapons to this and you're the United States, then where do you stop? Now, in the 1980s, President Reagan put advisors into Lebanon. We added weapons. We trained the Lebanese forces. We even brought the battleship New Jersey in there, and then we pulled out. And so there's a precedent for not getting all your objectives accomplished. In the Clinton administration, the objectives were accomplished. We'll just have to see how this works.
The George Zimmerman trial, number seven on the countdown, host Jay Morris, Roger Taylor, and Jim McKinney talking about the start of this trial and whether anybody still really cares about it at all anymore.
You remember when that story broke, how big of a deal that was.
Well, and the law that was promoted by Alec and was enacted in a number of states, the Stand Your Ground law. And that was the topic of conversation. And not only has Trayvon Martin been semi-forgotten, but the undertone to this, the law that gave Zimmerman some sort of defense for shooting down an unarmed kid has been lost as well.
I just think it's interesting that suddenly you talk about, you know, a UK article that says America's taken sides, that young black man, Trayvon Martin, was killed last year by a white Hispanic neighbor. Watch volunteer George Zimmerman is not in dispute, but as Zimmerman's trial begins today, it's hard to establish what represents justice. It's like, I don't know if anybody really is going to pay all that much attention. No. I'm just wondering if this is, you know, if this is a non-story story.
We're a country that can't walk and chew gum. And we got a story now. The NSA is the story. And all this other stuff, you'll never hear the word Benghazi again. You aren't going to hear much more about the IRS, especially since yesterday the Republicans said, no, I was there and Obama didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, now they're saying there were a couple of Republicans that were there and they were the ones that did it.
Mm-hmm. So I think all of those things are gone. I think Trayvon Martin is gone.
I don't think so. All right, I want to hear. Okay, because I'm actually, this is weird, but I'm on board with him on that one.
The reason this is going to become a story again is because the trial is going to reignite the feelings, and the thing is that it's not the biggest part of the story that a 17-year-old young man lost his life in a situation that he probably shouldn't have because it was just, you know, whatever misguided things were going on. The simple fact of the matter is this case is going to, the reason that America is split is because this case is going to come down to race. And you know how I hate
You mean Al Sharpton going down and holding huge rallies for this kid when this whole thing started to break? You're talking about that?
I'm talking about what's going to happen when the trial starts and it's in outside, not in the courtroom, because in the courtroom, if you talk to lawyers, they will tell you everything goes black and white, period. I mean, it's not about race, it's about the law. That's the issue. It's about the law. Outside, it's not, because from the get-go, this was being built up as a case between a Hispanic gentleman and a black teenager, and the battle lines were drawn. And now they're going to reignite because now the trial's going to start.
Number eight item on the countdown, the Whitey Bulger trial. Here's John Scott talking to Molly Lyon in Boston about the start of the trial.
New info as the long-awaited trial of reputed gangster James Whitey Bulger gets underway with opening statements to the jury. Bulger accused of taking part in 19 murders. He spent 16 years on the run. As they started laying out their case, Molly, what did prosecutors have to say?
Well, prosecutors alleged that James Whitey Bulger participated in a slew of murders and extortion plots. They said that he was no ordinary leader, that he did the dirty work himself, that he was a hands-on killer. Assistant U.S. Attorney Brian Kelly at one point read aloud the names of all 19 murder victims that Bulger is alleged to have killed, including the stepdaughter of a fellow member, gang member, alleged to have been strangled by Bulger personally. Her name was Deborah Hussey. Many of his other alleged victims were criminal rivals or people that Bulger believed were rats, men that Bulger believed were feeding information to law enforcement. And irony as prosecutors say Bulger was one of the biggest informants in Boston, giving money and information to the police of the FBI, including FBI agent John Connolly. Prosecutors also gave us a look ahead, detailing some of the testimony to come from some of Bulger's alleged partners in crime. John?
So what about the defense? What are they saying about all these allegations?
Well, Bulger's defense attorney steadfastly denies that he was an informant, that he was giving information to law enforcement. Instead, he says that Bulger was happy to pay them for information about wiretaps and searches that would help him avoid prosecution. Here's J.W. Carney, Bulger's attorney.
Well, I hope to give people a perspective of what Boston was like in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and how it was that Jim was able to operate
with complete impunity.
Carney talked a lot about corruption amongst law enforcement here in Boston, focusing on one key player in this whole saga, corrupt FBI agent John Connolly, who is now serving 40 years in prison. Carney admits that Bulger gave Connolly money and information, but denies that it was Connolly that tipped Bulger off to run and to stay on the run for 16 years until his capture in June of 2011.
Up next, the Colorado wildfires and Tim Tebow. That's up next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Doug Steffen, number 9 on the countdown, the Colorado wildfires. Host Dave Logan and Dave Krieger talking to Scott Scarborough, a reporter in Colorado Springs, about what it means that at least one of the fires was classified as type 1.
We turn our attention to, at least from our perspective here in Denver, what is going on south of us, the Black Forest Fire. The latest report, 360 homes and 15,000 acres burned. We're going to visit with Scott Scarborough. What else can you tell us about this?
Right now, the fire has become a Type 1 fire from the United States Forest Service. That is the highest classification. As we speak right now, they are giving their press briefing, which is basically pulling everybody, all the resources that are out there, federal resources, the municipal resources, county, state, everything together. It is a nasty day. The wind has been sporadic. We have another weather system moving in to the area, and there's a lot of people on nerves down here.
Hey, Scott, one of the obviously most frightening things about this is the notion, as it's been reported today, that it is moving toward the city of Colorado Springs. Can you give us an idea of if you live in the Springs, just how close is it, and are there parts of the city proper as opposed to the suburbs in the foothills that are now in danger?
Yeah, they've widened the pre-evacuation plan. Actually, I'm on a pre-evacuation plan, and I live across the area on I-25, just in case there's a wild ember. So there's a lot of area that is in pre-evacuation. There's some 9,500 people already displaced, and that could grow to over the 10,000 mark, maybe as high as 15,000 people by morning.
Number 10 item on the countdown, the Tim Tebow signing with the Patriots. Here's host Mitch Albom with Ken Brown talking about how nobody seemed interested in Tim Tebow after the Jets got rid of him until the Patriots picked him up.
Is it just me?
Is it just me?
Is it just me? Or is it everybody else?
So, Tim Tebow.
Tebow!
The quarterback was picked up by the New England Patriots. Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. Here's Tim Tebow.
Such an honor to be a Patriot and play for Coach Belichick and for Coach McDaniels and learn under Tom and be a part of this great franchise and a part of a very successful franchise. And, you know, I found that out firsthand. I lost to him several times.
And this?
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to working hard every single day and getting a lot better and learning under some great people. So that's all I got. But thank you all so much, and God bless. I'm sure we'll be talking more soon.
Now, is it just me, or now that the Patriots have picked up Tim Tebow, all of a sudden you sense people going, how come our team didn't pick him up? I mean, he was out there. He was out there, and the Patriots got him. Oh, the Patriots, how can they keep getting these talented players, and they're going to turn them and win another Super Bowl? Why didn't we pick him up? But 2 days ago, nobody wanted Tim Tebow.
He's a bum. He's out of the league.
God, the Jets got rid of him, and they're terrible. Ha ha, Tim Tebow, useless. Ah, we all knew he's... And now all of a sudden everybody wants him. Right? Because you've got Patriot envy.
Seal
they must know something.
Bill Belichick's a genius.
Because that's Bill Belichick. He finds these guys. He must know something. If all the other 30-whatever teams didn't know it before, they don't know it now. But all the fans are out there. We got ripped off. And there are Lions fans everywhere going, he was sitting there.
Could have had him.
We could have had him for nothing. They didn't even give him any guaranteed money.
No, he's got to make
it. He's got to earn it. So you can cut him anytime you want if he doesn't work out.
I believe this is a conspiracy. I believe it's a conspiracy.
By whom?
By the ESPN. To have him in the league. Because I watched the thing at 10 o'clock this morning when they signed him. His name was mentioned 18 times in the first 7 minutes.
Oh, it's a media frenzy all the time.
And he draws ratings. He draws people talking about. I've never seen a third-string quarterback make so much noise on this TV and so many stories. But if you go to ESPN now, it's probably 4 stories on him already. Why?
So let's recap here. Tim Tebow, number 10. Colorado Wildfires, number 9. Whitey Bulger, trial, number 8. George Zimmerman, trial, number 7. Sirius activity, number 6. Lung transplant case, number 5. The Plan B policy, number 4 in the countdown. The IRS scandal, number 3. Number 2 is the immigration legislation. And number 1, the NSA. That's how it sounds. That's what it's all about. That's this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.